sports you need to know.
When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
News Radio 1070 WKOK Sports presents the PIAA Class AAA Wrestling Regionals. Postseason wrestling on WKOK is brought to you by Sunbury Motors, APW, Feeders Home Appliance Center, Alexander Family Dealerships, Glicks, Lackawanna College, WNL Mazda, Purdy Insurance Agency. Now from Altoona, here's Steve Williams.
Well, good afternoon, high school wrestling fans, and welcome to 50 years of Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling and Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Strange situation here caused by what we've all been going through as far as wrestling tournaments go. We will not be starting off at 106 pounds this evening, and we will only have seven finals. We will be starting off at 145 pounds, and the reason for that is that the 106-pounders, the 138-pounders wrestled this morning. They are complete. They are at home. We are starting with the 145s and heading up to the big guys. So things just a little bit different indeed. Two Stones Grove Seals still alive in this tournament with a chance to go to the next step, which is the Super Regionals held right here next weekend. We will come back with you with the finals and a couple of the consolations, and we'll do that right after this. You're listening to Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glicks installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glicks Heat and Glow products.
Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg, is the lowest price guaranteed, period. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, you're always going to find the lowest price at Blaze Alexander Ford. Check out all our inventory at blazealexanderford.com. And we have one of the largest selections in the state of Pennsylvania on new Fords and pre-owned vehicles. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg, where you're always going to get the most for your trade and the lowest price guaranteed. Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg, taking the deals the other guys
won't. Welcome back to Altoona High School in the PIAA AAA Northeast Regional Championship. A week earlier than normal again with the change in the postseason. We'll be back here again next week for the Super Regionals, which are in effect the first eight matches at the state tournament. The state tournament just one day. Right now, on the mat, the championship bouts at 145 pounds. Riley Bauer of Williamsport is leading Stephen Lynch of Cathedral Prep. And very shortly we will be watching the consolation match between Stillings Grove's Coy Bastion and Kellen Blossy of Cathedral Prep. Bastion losing earlier today, coming back into the consolations. Brian Ahmet and Stephen Miller, both of Stillings Grove, losing in the consolations. they have been eliminated, and Nate Schoen is in the finals at heavyweight. Now, just because you make it into the finals does not mean you advance, because like they did last week, they're only advancing two. So if you finish in second and you didn't beat the guy that finishes in third, you got to wrestle him. So if you lose in the finals, you better be prepared to wrestle again if necessary. Coy Bastian at Matt's side right now, getting ready there, holding the weights to go simultaneously. There are four mats down, and what they are doing is on the mats in front of where I'm sitting to the left of the far side, where the finals with Riley Bauer and Stephen Lynch are going on right now. And then they will move the 152-pound finals to the mat in front of me. Basically, what they're doing is they're running the mats, the caddy corner, only running two at a time instead of four at a time. They've really gotten through this tournament very quickly here today. Really, the only time that they've had to take is to make sure that the wrestlers had the mandatory 45-minute rest between bouts. Other than that, they've really kept things moving, and we are about an hour ahead of time. So just kind of testing to see how things go, and the tournament committee doing a great job of running things here and keeping things moving. As far as the crowd goes, two parents for every wrestler. Very sparse crowd, as you can well imagine. More wrestlers and coaches probably than there are parents, but there are areas of fans sitting around. Obviously very quiet. This is not a quiet tournament normally. Very quiet here this afternoon, this morning and this afternoon. Right now, Riley Bauer of Williamsport leading Stephen Lynch of Erie Cathedral Prep by the score of 6-1. That is the final at 145 pounds. And as I mentioned, Coy Bastian will be wrestling here very shortly. Taking a look back at what happened here this morning at 106 pounds, Keel Nasdiel of Williamsport was the winner at 106. Logan Salat of Gary McDowell second, Casey Smith of Juniata in third, and Charles Schott of, I think it was Belfont, he was in fourth at 113. I'll just give you the top two here, or any local guys. Jacob Van Dee of Cathedral Prep was the regional champion. He beat Nick Allison 14-2 from Mannheim Central. At 120 pounds, Lane Ikey of Belfont, the winner, Caleb Fasick from Altoona. In second place, those two will advance to next week's tournament. 126 pounds, Luke Simcox of Central Mountain, and Owen Wolcott of State College finishing in second place, 132 pounds. Jude Swisher of Belfont area beat Braden Bauer of Williamsport. Those are the top two. And then at 138 pounds, Matt Sarbo of Altoona, and he beat Chandler Ho of DuBois. So again, the top two wrestlers in each weight class advancing. And 6-2 win for Riley Bauer over on mat number one. Coming up on mat number two at 152 pounds, Roman Marone of Williamsport and Pinero Johnson from Cathedral Prep. Consolation Wrestling will be Brady Smith of Punxsutawney and Carter Weaverling of State College. We will watch this match between Johnson and Marone. Pinero Johnson, a senior at 10-0 from Erie Prep. He was a state third place finisher and makes a nice low single. Shelves the left leg of Marone. Marone, a tall, lanky wrestler. Pinero has the foot on his shoulder and it's higher than Marone's head, trying to kick out the supporting leg. Does, attacks the leg. Marone gives ground. Wizards, they go off the edge of the mat. No takedown. Good attack, good defense by these two wrestlers. Roman Marone, 19-1 junior from Williamsport. He was a regional fourth last year. Did not get to make the trip to the state tournament. Pinero Johnson, we understand, heading to Iowa State along with Sealands Grove's
Nate Schoen. Now Marone in underneath looking for a leg on Johnson. Johnson sprawls. He is quick. His great hips. Front head and arm by Tenero Johnson. And they go off the edge of the mat. Johnson working on his third regional championship. Wrestling for Erie Cathedral Prep. Back in the center. Briefly tie up. Oh, Johnson, a blast double. Picks Marone up, dumps him to the mat. He came from his knees, shot in on the legs. So quick is Pinero Johnson. 2-1 lead as Marone stands and Johnson lets him go. Beautiful blast double by Johnson. On their feet. Oh, outside. Oh, outside single. Shelves the leg. Dumps Marone to the mat. 2-point takedown. Johnson had the leg up and made a big sweeping circular move with the leg and popped it up so high the supporting foot of Marone came off the mat. Johnson got the takedown. Johnson's probably about a half a head shorter than Marone as well. Marone, a very tall, lanky wrestler. Referee's down position to restart. Marone tries to stand. Johnson breaks him down. Now Marone back up on all fours. Does not have hand control. That is the end of the first period. And a beautiful first period for Pinero Johnson. He leads 4-1. Kid's a lot of fun to watch. Second period wrestling. Wrestlers will start on their feet. Right now, Consolation Wrestling, Brady Smith, the Punxsutawney 3-2 lead over Carter Weaveling of State College. Front head and arm by Johnson, and he snaps Marone to the mat. Marone posts the left arm of Johnson. Arm pass by Johnson, inside step. He's got the Merkel. Drags Marone to the mat, 2-point takedown for Pinero Johnson. 1-point escape as he lets Marone up. Johnson really brought his bag of tricks here this afternoon. Three takedowns, three completely different takedowns. Outside single, a blast double, and a Merkel. On their feet, Johnson up under the arms of Roman Marone. Duck under to a double. 2-point takedown. He puts Marone right to his back. He's got Marone in trouble. Marone finally lets go of the head. 2-point near fall for Pinero Johnson. Wow. Duck under to a double. Hit it beautifully. Marone presses back to his knees. Johnson from the left side, tight waist, arm pry. Marone pressing back to his feet, gets hand control, turns in, 1-point escape for Roman Marone, and with 25 seconds to go, the score 10-3 in favor of Johnson of Erie Prep. Johnson front headed, duck under, and 2-point takedown. He is really frustrating Roman Marone. No doubt about it. You can see it on Marone's face. Marone's been around the horn a few times, never ran into anybody quite like Pinero Johnson as they go off the edge of the mat at the end of the second period. 12-3 lead for Pinero Johnson. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Johnson on the bottom. He's set. Marone on top. Marone fires to his feet, turns in, 1-point escape. 2 seconds to get out of there, and Marone wasn't going to let him. So quick. Wrestlers on the mat on their knees, front head and arm by Pinero Johnson. Tightens up on the front head and arm. Now they come to their feet. Johnson under the right arm. They break apart. Back center circle. Johnson comes under the left arm, duck under to a double. Fought off by Marone with a whizzer. They break apart. The upper body build on Panera Johnson is absolutely amazing. Oh, and a low single from his knees. Marone drapes over top, takes the ankle. Johnson comes out the back. Marone hangs on to the right ankle of Panero Johnson. Marone hangs on to the right ankle of Piero Johnson. And a potentially dangerous stop in the action with 34 seconds to go. Panero Johnson not even breathing hard. Duck under to a single. Whizzer by Marone. Fights Johnson off. Marone steps behind, laces the leg. Marone's got the whizzer deep. Still with the whizzer. Johnson lifts up on the ankle, shelves it, dumps Marone to the mat. Marone still with the whizzer. That is the end of the bout. The final score, 13-3. Panero Johnson picks up his third regional championship, and we'll be back with Coy Bashan at 160 right after this. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Stuffed crust lovers, some of you have been waiting for this moment your whole lives. Papa John's new stuffed crust pizza is here. So if you end up speechless due to the melty, cheese-filled marvel of a stuffed crust pizza, here's a list of words you can use. Outstanding, first-rate, terrific, fearless, unparalleled, superior, supreme. No, that's something else. What about epic, epic? Introducing the new epic stuffed crust pizza from Papa John's with one topping for $12. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Not bad with discounts, speed, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
Call Papa John's in Sealands Grove at 570-743-7474.
And we are back, 160 pounds. We'll take a watch on Coy Bashan, senior from Sealands Grove, 28-4, regional second last year, wrestling Kellen Blossie, a junior from Erie Prep, 10-5. He was a district champ last year. That is consolation wrestling. The championship bout is Jackson Spires, a senior from General McLean at 14-2, and Ethan Richter, an 18-0 senior from Bellefonte. He was a regional champ last year. Right now, Bashan and Blossie tied up. Break apart. Shoot in on the left leg by Bashan. Steps up. Blossie whizzers. Bashan tries to dump him back. Blossie hanging on with the whizzer. Bashan steps across, laces the leg, and at the buzzer gets 2 points. So Coy Bashan will take a 2-point lead into the second period. Remember, consolation wrestling, the first period only 1 minute long. Second and third period, the regular 2 minutes long. Bashan just getting in under the wire there. Taking a look at what has to happen here for Bashan. Let's see. Bashan lost to Ethan Richter. So if Richter wins and Bashan wins, Bashan gets a shot to wrestle back for second spot. So right now, the second period, the two wrestlers starting on their feet. Tied up tightly. And they go off the edge of the mat. On the championship mat, Ethan Richter of Bellefonte with a 4-0 lead over Jackson Spires. Meanwhile, Blossie in once a leg on Bashan. Bashan sprawls. Tries to step in with an inside trip. back in the center. Locked up head-to-head. Coy Bastion with a 2-0 lead. He doesn't know it, but he's rooting for Ethan Richter, and Richter now taking a 9-0 lead over Jackson Spires of General McLean. Bastion and Blossy back in the center. Nothing happening here in the second period as they started on their feet in just 25 seconds to go. Blossy with the underhook. Bashing up on his toes and a stalemate stop in the action. Again on the restart. No real contact between the two. And now a wild outside single shot by Blossy. Bashing steps away from it. That is the end of the second period. Score remains 2-0. Third period wrestling. Bastion chooses to go down on the mat. I don't know why Blossy didn't go down. He chose to go neutral, but Bastion will go down. Blossy with the optional starter will just push him away. So Coy Bastion, a 3-0 lead. Bastion in on a leg. Head inside single, steps behind Blossy with the whizzer. Bastion steps over on the whizzer. Blossy tries to roll him through, but they go off the edge of the mat. Ethan Richter, 9-0. Things keep going this way. Bastion gets another shot later on. After the finals are over, they will wrestle back for true second if needed. Locked up head-to-head. Bastion looks for an ankle pick. Blossy drops to his knees. Now comes back to his feet. Minute and a half to go. They break apart. Blossy again looks for a leg. Bastion blocks them. And they go off the edge of the mat once again. On the championship mat, Ethan Richter 9-0 as they move in early in the second period. Again, Bastion and Blossy locked up. Blossy on his knees, Bastion on his feet. And now they switch positions. Now they both come to their feet. And again, the stalemate stop in the action with 54 seconds to go. Coy Bastion, who has been to the state tournament in the two previous years, looking for another trip. Has yet to place. He'd like to do that. Has to win here. Has to possibly win in a true second and then survive next week the Super Regionals, which will bring in the South Central and Southwest regions in a one-day tournament very similar to what is happening today. We'll be here for all that. Bastion in, looks for a leg. Blossy sprawls, circles, comes up under the arm of Coy Bastion. Bastion fights him off. 20 seconds. And it looks like Ethan Richter will win by technical fall over on the championship mat. So 13 seconds to go. If Bastion can hang on to his 3-0 lead, he will indeed get a chance to wrestle again. Blossy on the attack. Snaps Bastion down. Bastion going to be warned for stalling with 6 seconds to go. Blossy again on the attack. Bastion gives ground. Ties up the head and the arm. That is the end of the match. To Coy Bastion of Shielandsgrove picking up a 3-0 win in the wrestleback over Kellen Blossy of Erie Prep. And we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1950.
SMC.
Stand for
selling more cars.
And
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
And we are back, 172 pounds of championship bout. Trey Kibe, a senior from Mifflin County. He was fourth in the state last year, and he's undefeated at 16-0. He will wrestle Lance Urbis, a senior from State College. He was a regional second last year. He is 16-1, and that one is a 4-1 loss to Kibe last week in the district finals. So Urbis looking for a little measure of revenge here. Consolation Wrestling, Nick Crisp of St. Mary's is taking on Carter Chamberlain of Clearfield. Now, meanwhile, Kibe and Urbis knotted at zero. Tie up, break apart. Some hand fighting. Actually, probably closer to beatings around the head, neck, and mouth. These guys are really going after each other. Tell me they don't know each other well. Still hand fighting. No real control, no shots. And they will go into the second period scoreless, 0-0. Trey Kibe of Mifflin County, defending regional champion, Lance Urbis from State College. State College of the Lions were to come to the lockup gym for the last bout of the season and opted to just not take their chances with getting any kind of COVID infection. That match was canceled, so we did not see the State College Little Lions this year. A very tough dual meet team as well. Taking a look at the team competition right now, Bellefonte is in the lead with 116 points. Williamsport with 109.5, and I don't think Williamsport has any wrestlers left. Cathedral Prep is in third with 104. Oh, second period wrestling. Kibe of Mifflin County starts on the bottom. Escapes Mervis, leads by the score of 1-0. And we're back to where we spent the first period. Kibe, a blast double, 2-point takedown as he dumps Urbis to the mat. Yeah, right away, Warren for stalling on top. So Kibe with a quick blast double. Didn't work up on the legs. The referee called him. Consolation Wrestling, Nick Crisp, a 4-2 lead over Carter Chamberlain of Clearfield. Crisp from St. Mary's. Now the score 3-1 is Urbis with the escape. Wrestlers on their feet. Kibe ties up on the head of Urbis. Urbis double on Kibe, dumps Kibe to the mat. Kibe around the waist, trying to tie up the legs of Lance Urbis. Urbis steps over, isolates a leg. Kibe trying to pop his head out between the legs of Urbis. Urbis hanging on around the waist, and 2-point takedown for Trey Kibe.
Sakaiba with a pair of double leg takedowns. The second one, not as easy as the first. He really caught Urbis on the first one. 5-1 lead after two periods of wrestling. Trey Kibe of Mifflin County with the lead. They'll start the third period on their feet. That would have been the choice of Kibe. Again, some pretty vicious hand fighting. Working hard on the head. On their feet, tie up. Over on the consolation mat, Nick Crisp with a 7-3 lead over Carter Chamberlain of Clearfield, Crisp of St. Mary's. Crisp, I think, was the second seed here. Let's see, 172. Yes, Crisp came in as the second seed. Got beat by Urbis, and Kibe with another shot in on the legs of Urbis comes out the back, and Trey Kibe with another takedown. Three takedowns for Kibe, leads 7-1. Under 30 seconds to go. Kibe riding from the left side. Try and ride out the final 10 seconds. Kibe riding the elbows of Urbis, keeping his weight high. And that is the end of the match. The final score, 7-1. Trey Kibe of Mifflin County picking up another regional championship over Lance Urbis of State College. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center. Market Street, Sunbury.
And we are back. 189 pounds. The championship bout will be Ethan Rossman of Bellefont against Carson Manville of State College. Consolation Wrestling, James Laird of General McLean. Not sure what just happened there. Against Griffin Buzzle of Meadville, but I don't know. They came out, shook hands, and the referee stopped the match. So that is not going to happen. Or, I don't know, stopped it with 50 seconds. I don't think it was a fall. Really wasn't watching, to be honest with you. However, Ethan Rossman, a senior from Bellefont, 18-1. He is a regional champion, returning regional champion. Carson Manville, a senior from State College, 8-0. And in case the name doesn't sound familiar from State College, he wrestled at Wyoming Seminary last year. Wrestling head-to-head on the mat. And they go off the edge of the mat. Rossman with one loss in the season. Let's check and see who he lost to. They will finish the first period scoreless. Rossman of Bellefont And Carson Manville from State College. All right, Ethan Rossman lost last week to Carson Manville, 5-4. So right now, wrestlers start the second period down on the mat. Rossman on the bottom. Inside stand-up, up on all fours. Manville from the left side. Or excuse me, it's... Rossman on top, Manville on the bottom. Rossman in the Belfont camo singlet. Matt returned by Ethan Rossman, but he loses Manville in the act of doing that, and Carson Manville will get a one-point escape, and with 1:05 to go, that's his lead. Wrestling on their feet. They lock up. Rossman tries to snap Manville down. Rossman, a tall, lanky, muscular wrestler. Rossman, a little bit shorter, muscular wrestler. 189 pounds, that's kind of what you get. Again, some hand fighting, trying to beat the head. These guys are not snapping down easy. 15 seconds to go in the second period. Just a 1-0 lead for Ethan Rossman, or excuse me, for Carson Manville. One nothing. After the end of the second period for Manville. And they'll switch positions. Rossman will go down. Manville going to try and ride him out. Rossman outside stand up. Manville tight waist breaks him down. Rossman working for some hand control underneath. Manville laces the inside leg, keeping his weight forward on Ethan Rossman. Rossman again stands, now this time to his feet. Controls the hands of Manville on a one-point escape. We're tied, minute 23 to go. On their feet. Again, trying to work on the head of their opponents, trying to wear them out. The two clash. Manville up under the arm of Rossman. 45 seconds as they break apart on their feet. One thing that's really different about this year, in addition to not having any fans and it being relatively quiet, is that with all the qualifiers that you normally have, the Saturday sessions of wrestlebacks are generally very brutal, very tough. You really find out what a wrestler is made of if they're able to come through that, probably the toughest day of wrestling in the state of Pennsylvania. Consolation Day and the blood round. Fighting back for third. Of course, this year, only two wrestlers advancing. 5 seconds to go, and we are probably going to go into overtime. And now I can definitely say we're going into overtime. 1-1 after two periods of wrestling. Just not a whole heck of a lot happening between these two guys. They'll start the first sudden victory period on their feet, 1 minute long. If no one scores, they'll go to 2 30-second periods. And if no one scores, then they'll go to an ultimate rideout. Right now, they're still whacking each other around the head. Rossman tied up on the neck of Manville. They break apart. Rossman likes to tie up with the right hand. Heavy down on the head of Manville. Oh, Manville in with a nice double. Picks Rossman up, dumps him to the mat. Rossman fights him off with a whizzer. Right near the mat. Edge. And they go off the edge of the mat. No takedown. Wow. 3 seconds. Rossman looked like he had, or Manville looked like he had it. Rossman, a great job of fighting him off. We're going into the second overtime period. Rossman will go down on the mat to start the second overtime period. He's set. Manville on top, and they're back underway. Rossman, outside stand, comes to his feet, needs to control the hands. Manville picks up a leg, dumps him back to the mat. Rossman up on all fours. Manville, weight forward, keeps him on the mat. Rossman from the right side. Granby roll attempts by Manville. Rossman, oh, stopped him. It looked like the referee counted out a second. Flattens him out. That's the end of the second overtime period. And now Manville going to go down on the mat. It was Manville that scored first, so if they go into ultimate rideout, it'll be his choice. Manville set. He comes up on all fours. Rossman from the left side. Manville stands. Rossman. Manville posts his legs. 1 point escape. So he leads 2-1. They got to wrestle to the end. Rossman in underneath looking for a leg. Manville slides out of bounds with 9 seconds to go. Rossman looks for a leg. Manville, front head as he snaps him to the mat. On the mat, on their knees. That is the end of the bout. Carson Manville of State College, a 2-1 win in overtime over Ethan Rossman of Bellefonte. We'll be back with the 215 pounders right after this. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
And we are back 215 pounds on the championship mat. It will be Ty Price, a senior from State College, 13-6. He's a regional fourth place finisher last year. He will wrestle John Campbell of Erie Prep, a 13-0 senior. He was a district third place finisher last year. Consolation Wrestling, kind of a surprise. Mark McGonigal, the top seed from Clearfield, taking on Nicholas Miller of Central Mountain. Ty Price beat McGonigal by a point in the semifinals. Price, a long, lanky wrestler. Campbell snaps him to his knees. Shoots in underneath looking for a leg. Campbell on the attack, goes in on a leg on Price. Price whizzers. Campbell picks up on the leg. Picks Price up, puts him down. Good whizzer by Ty Price, fighting off the aggressive attack of John Campbell. Just about pulled Campbell underneath, and the referee says stalemate. Price is questioning, why doesn't John Campbell have a mask? Some of these teams, none of the wrestlers are wearing masks today. You wait until the end of the first period to question it. Wrestler tied up tightly. Campbell, the aggressor, backing Price backwards. Price moves in, ties up on the head. Double underhook by Price. Campbell. Wow. Campbell reached in, tied up on the head of Price. Almost looked like he grabbed his head or grabbed his hair in the back and smashed his forehead into Price's face. Price screamed out in pain just as the buzzer sounded and they went off the edge of the mat with Campbell on top, but no takedown given. So they will go into the second period 0-0. Right now, Nicholas Miller at Central Mountain, a 2-1 lead over Mark McGonigal. Second period wrestling. Ty Campbell of State College will go down on the mat. He's set. Or Ty Price of State College down on the mat. Campbell on top. Campbell works in a Navy ride on the legs of Price. Price clears it, comes to his knees. Price riding tough on top. Now Price stands. Campbell picks up on the leg. Campbell trips Price down. Price with a whizzer. Double trouble by Campbell. Wow. Price got away with that. He stepped over on it. 1 point escape for the State College wrestler. Right now, Mark McGonigal of Clearfield trailing. Campbell in deep on the double on the legs of Price. Price trying to fight him off. Campbell circles. Price with a whizzer. Campbell with the ankle, and finally, limp arms out, does John Campbell and gets a takedown, leads 2-1 with under 20 seconds to go. Cross face by Campbell. Price presses to his knees. Campbell tight waist. That is the end of the second period. And it is John Campbell with a 2-1 lead. He's got an advantage here as his choice in the third period. He's going to go down on the mat.
Keep your arms there. Straight up.
Consolation Wrestling, Nicholas Miller, 4-1 leads Mark McGonigal of Clearfield. Got some blood here. Yeah, McGonigal seated first. Nick Miller seated second. Both wrestlers getting upset. That was supposed to be the finals, and instead they're fighting for their life over there. Looks like Campbell with the bloody nose. A 2-1 lead for John Campbell from Erie Prep. You know, the thing that's always been really neat about this Northwest Regional Tournament is that there's always a couple of kids here that in a couple of years are going to make some noise on the national scene. 2 years ago, one of those kids that was here is Carter Storoci, now wrestling for Penn State, nationally ranked, has won some big matches to help Penn State win their dual meets this year. And we've seen some great wrestling from these guys, and we're going to see some more from these guys in the next couple years. As I mentioned, Pinero Johnson. Grab up some of these guys, keep them wrestling. You want to go farming for a wrestling team, this is a good place to go. Meanwhile, Campbell escapes from Ty Price, leads 3-1 with a minute 15 to go. On their feet, they lock up head to head. Throw by attempts by Price, drops to a low single, breaks Johnson to the mat. Johnson ties up on the leg of Ty Price. Got to hang on to the leg. Just got a hold of the toe of Price. Price in a good position, just needs to get that foot free. Oh, Campbell steps over. Oh! Price looked back to the foot to try and get it loose, dropped his hips, and that was all she wrote. John Campbell took advantage of it. And with 20 seconds to go, leads by the score 5-1. Campbell flattens Price out. And it'll be John Campbell. A 5-1 win over Ty Price of State College. We'll be back with the heavyweights right after this. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
We are kicking the competition and scoring points with you, the customer. Hi, Mike here with Blaze Alexander and Sunbury, and we are not only taking down prices and number one in trade values, we are headed to the top to be your champion in the automotive business. So stop in and get your hand raised as the winner of the best deal around. 800 Market Street, Blaze Alexander, Sunbury, taking the deals the others won't.
Alexander Family Dealership, what a way to go.
And we are back with the big guys. 285, Nate Schoen of Selinsgrove, a senior at 33-0, finishing second in the state last year after winning the state championship as a sophomore. Oliver Blott, his next victim, junior at 20-2 from Clearfield. He was eighth in the state last year. And Schoen pinned Blott last week in 3 minutes and 34 seconds. Goes right after Blott. 2-point takedown, 1-point escape as he lets him up. Shown as he does, moving forward. Heavy on the head of Blott, front head and arm, inside trip by Shown, puts Blott to the mat and pins him. Wow. Oh, what a show by the big man from Selinsgrove. So he will head to the Super Regionals. Nate Shown a 50-second fall. Front head and arm, inside trip. Blott comes over, throws his hands up in the air. I don't know what to do with this kid. Well, guess what? Nobody knows what to do with him. So Nate Schoen with a fall in 50 seconds. So the Seals will advance at least one, possibly another. I believe they'll go in the wrestle back. They'll take a look here in a second. on the consolation bout, Wilson Spires of General McLean has a 1-0 lead over Trevor Manley of Altoona. Let's go back. To 160. All right, Ethan Reichner did win, and he earlier beat Coy Bastion. So it looks like Coy Bastion will be wrestling back for true second against Spires of General McLean. Now, if they do like they did earlier today, they'll roll right into that. I don't know if there's any other ones. What they did earlier is, there's a couple of true second wrestlebacks. 145, there's one. So what they did is they'll wrestle them one at a time, and we will hang out here and see what happens with Mr. Bastion. But right now the Seals Grow Seals with at least one wrestler competing right here next week in the Super Regionals, when the Southwest and the South Central regions roll into here. That is going to be one tough tournament. Again, it's really just the first couple rounds of the state tournament, because only eight wrestlers will qualify for the state tournament. So if you qualify out of your Super Regional, you get a medal. And that will be held in Hershey. I don't know the details on that. I don't know if they've even released anything as to how that's going to happen at Hershey. I'm going to guess they're going to start off Saturday morning with the double A's and end up with the triple A's. But with an eight-man bracket, it's not going to take long to work through that. Very similar to what they did many years ago, when they would take just the top two regional place finishers and they would wrestle Friday night and then wrestle Saturday. So we will wait to see what happens there. But in the meantime, as we finish up with the big guys over here, it's like Trevor Manley of Altoona trying to get out from underneath Big Wilson Spires of General McLean. See if these two wrestled last week. Let's see here. They would not have because they're from different districts. Spires was a regional runner-up up in the Erie area. But it is 1-1. Wilson Spires of General McLean and Trevor Manley from Altoona, one of the homeboys here, on their feet, locked up head-to-head. Break apart. Nate Schoen, who's barely broken a sweat here today over talking to his teammate, Coy Bastion. Getting him ready for some additional wrestling action. Let's see here. Schoen, he had a 2 minute and 10 second technical fall, and then the 50-second fall. So he's wrestled a solid 3 minutes here today. Pretty much what he did last week. Doesn't spend a lot of time on the mat. All right. We are tied at one, and we are in extra time right now. 3rd place bout between Wilson Spires of General McLean, Trevor Manley of Altoona area. I'm going to go back and take a look at the team scores. Probably not a lot going to change here. Right now, Belfont with 116 points. Cathedral Prep moving into second with 111. Williamsport with 109.5. Williamsport was out to a big lead earlier because they had a lot of lightweights. I think they only had two wrestlers here in the upper weights. Again, this tournament being divided up between lightweights and upper weights. And the match is over. I think it was Manley that got the takedown in the heavyweight, so we will wait to see what happens here as far as the Russell backs for true second, and we'll do that right after this. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Some people say you can't change the world. At Lackawanna College, we believe you can. With in-demand programs like Medical Assistant, we help prepare you for a career in a field where you can make a difference in your life and in the lives of others. At Lackawanna College's Sunbury campus, we're not here to change the world. We're here to change you. So maybe you can change the world. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College in Sunbury. Get started today at lackawanna.edu.
And we are back waiting to see what's going to happen here with the true second place bout. I think we're going to have one here at 145. And it looks like Everly from Mifflin County is out on the mat, and he would possibly wrestle Lynch from Cathedral Prep. Riley Bauer of Williamsport, the championship, or the champion at 145. Let's go back again and we'll look at the wrestlers that started off at 8:30 here this morning. 106 pounds, Kale Nasdio of Williamsport was an 8-4 winner over Smith from Juniata. That was a pretty dominating win for Nasdio. Logan Salat finishing in second. He beat Smith in the true second match. Smith, a freshman from Juniata, very highly touted freshman, state ranked through most of the season. His season's done, and Garrett Choates of Bellefonte finishes in the fourth place. As we move on to 113 pounds, Jacob Van Dee of Cathedral Prep was a 14-2 winner over Nick Allison. These two guys have been going at it not only for the last week, couple weeks, but the last couple years, and boy, Van Dee really took it to Allison. That match is usually very close. Not so much this year. Van Dee with a 14-2 win, major decision over Allison from Mifflin County. Aiden O'Shea of Bellefonte was third, and Luke Seagraves of Williamsport finishing in fourth place. Let's see here. Brian Gavison of Seals Grove, he lost to Van Dee. And then lost to Seagraves, so he was eliminated after two. Moving on to 126 pounds, Luke Simcox of Central Mountain was a 10-2 major decision winner over Owen Wolcott. Carter Weaver of Williamsport was third, and Brendan Orr of Du Bois finishing in fourth place at 132 pounds. It was Jude Swisher from Bellefonte, a 7-6 win over Pearson Manville of State College, another Wyoming seminary transfer. And then Braden Bauer came back, and he beat Manville to finish in second. Braden Bauer, and let's see here, Bauer came in seated third. He lost to Swisher in the first round by the score of 4-0. So Bauer stays alive. 138 pounds. They just announced which weights they were going to wrestle, and I didn't hear them. At 138 pounds, Matt Sarbo becomes, I believe, a four-time regional champion from Altoona. He dominated Chandler Ho of DuBois 7-2. Taylor Weaver of Central Mountain finishing in third, and Logan Carrick from Erie McDowell finishing in fourth place. And that's where this morning ended. Picked up here at 145 pounds. Okay, guys, what are we doing here? We're waiting. They possibly have to wait to make sure that they're that they've had their rest. So it looks like Everly and Lynch. Wait till they post the finals here at 145. I think they said 145, 160, 172, and 285. So we will definitely stay through the 160 to see how Coy Bashan from Selins Grove does. As I mentioned, Ryan Ahmet and Stephen Miller both getting beat in the, where they were both beaten in the quarterfinals and then lost in their first round of the consolation wrestleback. Ahmet, who made a trip to the state championship last year, season ending here today. All right, here's what we got. Stephen Lynch of Erie Cathedral Prep. He came in at 10-1. Kyler Everly of Mifflin County, he came in at 12-4. Everly, a nice duck under to a single. Comes up between the legs of Lynch. Lynch hangs on to the toe. 2-point takedown for Everly. Lynch still has the leg. Everly pulls in on the leg of Lynch. Lynch with a whizzer. Lynch working left side. Everly gives ground with a hip, squares his hip. Again, pulls up on the left toe of Everly, trying to step through. Step through and does not make it. 1 minute first period in overtime and a 2-0 lead for Kyler Everly. Of course, Lynch losing 6-2 over to Riley Bauer of Williamsport. Well, Everly trying to fight his way back through the consolation bracket. Tough way to do it. Second period wrestling, wrestlers start down on the mat. Everly on the bottom. He takes the leg of Lynch, trying to pull him up over. Can't step around and get the corner and get control on Lynch. Comes back the opposite way, looks for a Peterson. Lynch doing a great job of just grabbing hold of whatever he can to avoid the reversal. Again with the Peterson, Everly now puts a reverse Nelson, or a reverse cradle. He's got Lynch on his back, the referee looking, and he pins him. So Kyler Everly fights his way back. through the consolation bracket. After losing earlier today to Riley Bauer, he will finish in second. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
Now we are back, 152 pounds, Roman Marone of Williamsport. He came in at 17-1, Carter Weaverling of State College. Weaverling is 9-7. And again, this is the true second, Marone losing to Pinero Johnson. Pinero Johnson dominated him, 13-3. Weaverling likewise lost to Johnson. Johnson pinned him. And he's going to get pinned again. Marone pins him in 25 seconds. So Roman Marone will hang on to that number two spot. And we will have Coy Bastion of Selins Grove up on the mat. And he will wrestle General McLean's, I think it's Jason Spires. He was the top seed. Got beat in the finals by Ethan Rickner. Tech Falls, a matter of fact. So, boy, Bastion, his season's still alive. 27-3 coming in. Jackson Spires, 12-2. Center circle. We shake hands, and we are underway. Bastion moves in, ties up on the head of Spires. Back to their feet, back to their knees. Spires finished seventh in the state last year. Bashed in deep of the legs. Spires ties up around the waist. Tries to pull Bastion over. Bastion comes out the bottom, up under the arms, and 2-point takedown for Coy Bastion. Under 10 seconds to go. Bastion with a takedown. Now Grapevine's the leg. Now he turks the leg. Wow. Spires is glad that that's only a 1 minute first period instead of two, or he'd be flat right now. 2-0 lead for Coy Bastion. They'll start the second period down on the mat. Bastion going to go down. Spires on top. Bastion is set. Spires moves in. Bastion tries to stand. Standing switch. Stands again, looking for hand control. Spires breaks him down. Bastion turns in, takes a leg, sits Spires to the mat. Spires now just hanging on, trying to maintain control. Bastion in a much better position as he leans Spires towards his back. Bastion on his side now comes to his knees, trying to pop his head free from between the legs of Spires, and does 2-point reversal for Coy Bastion. One of these guys is going to get another trip back to Hershey. One of them going home. 4-0 lead for Selins Grove's Coy Bastion. He wants to go for the third time. He's got some unfinished business down there. Spires up on all fours. Bastion up on his back. That backfires as Spires turns, and a 2-point reversal for Jackson Spires to score 4-2. Spires on the right wrist of Bastion. Tight waist breaks him down. Trying to use that wrist to turn Bastion over. Bastion clears it, presses to his knees. Spires steps to the left side, tight wasting. Bastion stands. Spires picks him up, puts him down. Bastion, a standing switch right near Matt's edge.
fires with a wizard. Now gives it up, looks to get away, and a one-point escape for Boyd Bastion. Should have been two. Spires caught that wizard just at the last second. Was able to get out of bounds. Come on, boys. 5-2 lead for Bastion. They restart on their feet, 40 seconds to go in the second period. Bastion in, looks for a leg. Spires gives ground. He wizards. Bastion steps behind the left leg of Jackson Spires. Spires heavy on that wizard. Bastion works around to the rear. Now picks up on the left leg of Spires. Spires still hanging on with the wizard. Bastion steps across. Laces the leg in. Spires steps across. And a two-point takedown for Jackson Spires. With under 10 seconds to go, that tightens the score to 5-4. That is the end of the second period. Great counter wrestling by Jackson Spires to stay in this. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Spires' choice. Trailing by one, he's going to go down on the mat. He gets set. Bastion on top. Spires gets small underneath. He knows the leg's coming, and there it is. Bastion grapevines the right leg on the wrist, trying to stretch him out. Finally flattens him out. Weight forward, arm pry left. Bastion with a grapevine on the right leg. Arm pry left, trying to reinforce it underneath. And does he trap it? Looks like he does. Trying to turf the legs, and we're going to get stalling on Coy Bastion. 1:22 to go. Bastion leading by one. Spires set. Fires off the bottom. Turns in on Bastion. Clears the hips. Shrugs Bastion by. Bastion catches his arm. Did he give him the escape? Yes. 5-5. Bastion around the waist of Spires. Looked like he was going to bear hug him, but some great hits by Jackson Spires. Back in the center on their feet. Tied at 5. Just a couple of seconds away to see if you're going to continue or if you're going home. Bastion in, looks for a leg. Spires again, wizards. Bastion steps behind, picks the ankle. Bastion heavy on that wizard. 43 seconds. Bastion steps across, laces the leg. And 2-point takedown for Coy Bastion. Bastion leads 7-5 with 30 seconds to go. Got the right leg laced. Trying to bar the left arm. Spires presses back to his knees. Bastion breaks him back down. Cross face by Bastion. Mashes the head of Jackson Spires back into the mat. And Coy Bastion, with a 7-5 win, wrestles back for true second with a win over top-seeded Jackson Spires of General McLean. What a tough third period wrestled by Coy Bastion for that win. And he will advance to next week's Super Regionals right here at Altoona. We will take a short timeout, kind of get caught up with what's going on, and we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Mazda off Route 11 Northumberland is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's new Mazda dealership. At W&L Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles, from the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury of the third-row Mazda CX-9. Stop by for a test drive and be sure to ask about the terrific lease offers, amazing financing for qualified buyers, and so much more. W&L Mazda off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
And we are back at Altoona. And as I mentioned, Coy Bastian going to be wrestling again next week, as well as Seals Grove's Nate Schoen. So the Seals with two wrestlers still alive here in the postseason. And I have to tell you, Coy did it without the mullet. I don't know, he cut it off. I didn't get a chance to ask him about that. But now talking to his dad about that match. But mullet free, Coy Bastian advancing in the true second department here. Just kind of go back and see. I already went through the what happened here this morning. So we'll start back at 145 pounds where we started here this afternoon. Riley Barrow of Williamsport finishing in first. Kyler Everly from Mifflin County winning in the wrestle back over Stephen Lynch of Erie Cathedral Prep, and Carson Klein of Clearfield finishing in fourth place. 152. Panera Johnson, you might want to just write his name in as the state champion. He looks unbeatable. Absolutely amazing. Iowa State bound Johnson dominates Roman Marone by the score of 13-3. Carter Weaverling of State College went in, Marone pinned him to finish in true second. Carter Weaverling of State College third. Brady Smith Punxsutawney finishing in fourth place at 160 pounds. We just talked about it here. Ethan Rickner of Belfont with a technical fall winner over Jackson Spires of General McLean. And it took everything out of Spires because Coy Bastian came back and beat him here for true second. Kellen Blossy of Cathedral Prep was your fourth place finisher. 171 pounds, or 172, excuse me. Trey Kibe winning another regional championship here. 7-1 win over Lance Service at State College. Nick Crisp of St. Mary's third. Carter Chamberlain of Clearfield finishing in fourth place at 189 pounds. I think that's what we're doing here. Let me look. Yeah, 189 right now. Ethan Rossman of Belfont is ahead 7-3 over Griffin Buzzle of Meadville. That is for the true second. Manville from State College was the winner here. So looks like Rossman may come back and finish in that true second spot. 215 pounds. Looks like we've got a wrestle back action here, but we've got John Campbell of Cathedral Prep with a 5-1 win over Ty Price of State College. Let's see who he's going to wrestle. He is going to wrestle Nick Miller of Central Mountain, who beat Mark McGonigal. McGonigal was a state qualifier last year. His season is done. And finally, the big guys. As I mentioned, Nate Schoen wrestling, 3 minutes today. A 50-second fall over Oliver Ballot. Now, keep in mind, Ballot finished eighth in the state. That's how big of a difference there is between those place finishers. Sean finishing in second last year. Trevor Manley from Altoona finishing in third. And Wilson Spires in fourth. There will not be a wrestle back for the heavyweights. So Nate Schoen, your champion there. Again, next week, we're going to do it again right here. The Super Regionals are going to bring in the top wrestlers from the Southwest region, the Pittsburgh area, District 9, and also I forget the district number, but Harrisburg area. So well over half the state going to be here next week. So some really, really tough wrestling. We'll be back here at Matside. Again, we'll wait and see what the format is. I have to believe it's going to be very similar to what it is now. If that is the case, we will most likely have the finals in the second half because of the two Salem Grove wrestlers who will be here. So stay tuned this week. We will let you know what's going on there because, quite frankly, we don't know. So as soon as we know, we'll pass that information on, and we will go from there. So, again, from the Altoona High School and the Northwest Regional AAA Championship, join me again next Saturday right back here at Altoona for the Super Regionals. For Anthony Fiuzzo, pushing all the right buttons in our Blue Hill Studios, this is Steve Williams thanking you for joining us for Championship High School Wrestling for the 50th year on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Chicklamy Braves Championship High School Wrestling is a WKOK sports presentation. Good evening.
Think News Radio 1070, WKOK.